Jesus Christ is what helps us overcome. We must rely on Him, not ourselves, as I said earlier. There are those who shall overcome, but it will not be by their method or power. There's four things I want us to see about this overcoming. Number one, the basis for overcoming. Revelation 12, verse 11, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Listen to this. They overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. Look, it's by Jesus Christ and His death on the cross and what He has done for us that we're able to overcome. Listen, it's not of faith, it's not of good works, it's not by intellect, it's not by education. It is all because of what He done on Calvary. Not only what He did on Calvary, listen, He was buried, but only did He stay in the grave, He rose again the third day.
Amen.
We do not serve a dead Lord. We serve a risen Savior. The basis of overcoming is, like I said, social achievement or educational standards. But isn't it amazing that today that we have these high intellect so-called individuals or so-called highly intelligent individuals that deny God, that denies the power of God, that denies everything that Christians stand for, and yet they take care of somebody. Let me tell you something. If you go against God, you won't lose every time. Educational standards. You can look at when we first took prayer out of schools, how the educational standards has gone way down. Not only in the public school system up through high school, but also in the colleges of America. And not only that, some of the so-called Christian colleges are headed the same way. They're not overcoming. They think they are. You see, they want to try to line up with the world and the world's theology and the liberal theology. Let me tell you something, people. If we don't line ourselves up with this book right here, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So what is the basis for overcoming? Number one, purchase. Purchase blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Acts 20. Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased by His own blood. You see, that's the main basis. That's the only basis. Because let me say this, people. We can do nothing without His power or His purchase. The power is connected. But look, it all starts with the purchased blood of Jesus Christ. Let me say this to those of y'all who may be watching, or those of y'all who are here. If you don't know the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, you're not an overcomer. And you will not be an overcomer until you get saved. And you won't get saved until the Holy Spirit draws you. Let me say this. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not talking to Calvin theology. We can't come to the Lord anytime we want to when we're lost. Understand? You see, the first is what about the power? The basis is power also. Listen to this. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Did y'all hear that? Not of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, God's got to do it for you. God's got to do it. And if you look and study the people who are in the Faith Hall of Fame and those that God used in the New and Old Testament, it's because of Him. You look at Paul. You look at Stephen in the New Testament.
look at it because they can't do it without God. And we can't do it without God. Number two, I want to speak a book for overcoming. What's the book? The Word of God. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. I want to notice a few things about the book for overcoming. Number one, Christ defies Satan with the written word. This is seen when Satan tempted Christ in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Christ rebuked Satan that it is written in verses 4, 7, and 10. Now listen to this. We can't defy Satan to their own selves. You can stand there, you can bug at Satan, you can say, Satan, get away from me. In the flesh, all you want to. We're no match for Satan. But praise God, we do have one that will overcome. Hey, that has overcome you, that will overcome. Look, in God, our hope is filled with nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We can't do it ourselves. God's got to do it for us. With the written word. Why is it important for us to read our Bible's daily? You ever thought about that? It's because when Satan comes up to you, you'll have the word of God. You'll have the spirit of God. Look, you read this Bible every day, you pray every day. That's how you get started. Not coffee. Although I know some of us like coffee. They got the drink when it's real cold outside. Or I like Dr. Pepper. But you know what? I can drink all the Dr. Pepper and all the coffee I want to in the daytime. Guess what? Satan's still going to attack me. I'm going to be like this. But you can start out with the Word of God. Praise you. Reading the Word. Praise. That's a good way to start the day off. Now, I'm not going to say that you're not going to have trouble here today. Because believe you think Satan is going to do what he can do to get. Amen? I mean, look, he went after Jesus. If he went after Jesus, he definitely will go after us. Amen? But not only does Christ defend Satan with the written word, our defense against Satan is the warned word. What is the warned word? Let me tell you something. A warned Bible is a red Bible. Does that make sense? A warned Bible is a red Bible. Now, if you have your Bible somewhere and it's collecting dust, that's telling me you have it open. Now, I know they, during this day, may have pollen on it. But guess what? This is our defense. Word of God. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen, he just doesn't have one way to get to us. Amen. Now, Satan, he can't be everywhere at once. But he's got his little demons for him. And they'll come after you in a heartbeat. I know because he tries to attack me. But he does attack. He doesn't try. He does attack. I'm going to be honest with you. Thanks be to God. If you go every Monday and say, Daddy, I need your help.
Amen.
I remember when I was little. Now, that's a long time ago. Long, long time ago. I was outside in the yard. My dad saw a dog making a beeline for me. My dad, man, picked me up by the pants like this, held me up. And that dog was jumping, trying to get at me to bite. My dad held on and kicked me. Now, God sees us. He sees Satan coming at us. We hollered, Daddy, Daddy. Right.
Aren't you glad? Huh? Aren't you glad? Spurgeon said this. He said, Jesus showed us that the surest road to wisdom is not speculation, reasoning, or reading man's philosophies, but rather meditation upon the Word of God. The way to be spiritually rich in heavenly knowledge is to dig in his mind of diamonds and gather pearls from his heavenly sea. Why? Yes, it is. Are you digging? Are you digging? Who else has ever dig a hole before? Who else has ever dig a deep hole before? Now, last time I checked, my dad told me to dig something. I just get a little stupid dirt. Dad, there he goes. Another hole for you. Something like that. That's the hole I dug for you. A hole? You didn't even put a scab on that ground yet, son. Dig a hole. Dig is hard work, isn't it? I believe we ought to use every method to exhaust the Word of God for our lives. We need to meditate day and night on the Word of God. Look, if we don't, we're going to be meditating on something else. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one way to meditate on the Word, that's reading. And this is the only thing God wants us to meditate on. But if we don't meditate on this, we'll be meditating on the things of the world. Not only is Christ the Christ, Satan the written word, not only is our defense against Satan is the warm word, just as we demonstrate our love. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. Pastor says, and I've heard him say quite a few times, he said, people don't care how much you understand how much you do. How can you demonstrate love? You can demonstrate love for people by the Word of God. Jesus said, love your neighbor. How do you going to love your neighbor? You're going to let your neighbor go to him. One. You love your family, and you see some tragedy is about to unfold. You want to warn your family, don't you? If you were the friend, and you see some tragedy is about to unfold,
How many of y'all ever been across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge? Pretty long, isn't it? That helps you overcome Chesapeake Bay, doesn't it? Now, can you imagine trying to row across that? Can you imagine how long maybe it'll take to get a ferry across that? Now, I was up to go fishing up there sometime. I put a boat up there, come off and still fish. On the top of Sunday on the door today. But you try, imagine trying to get a rowboat and go across that. That's how we are sometimes on these Christians. We're trying to do it with flesh. We're trying to go our way. That's right, doing it, or imagine doing it when it's talking. That's what it's called. When it's all smooth and stuff, you can do it. Yes, you're going to get tired, but you're not able to do it. Imagine if the water stops. Imagine if Satan's on your heel and he's doing everything he can. You're trying to row. You're not going out where Satan. Not upset. Ready for overcoming. For those who have been to West Virginia, there's a bridge called the River Forge Bridge. I used to live about 4 miles back. My dad passed the church up there years ago. Up being a Mount Baptist church, and it was up there about 5 miles from the bridge. Until that bridge was built, it took about 40 minutes to get from one side all the way to the other side. Believe it or not, they have a bay built West Virginia. We're on the opposite side of the bay. So that bridge was built, you had to go down a road like this to the very bottom, across a little bridge over the river. When they built that bridge, the Spanish New River Gorge, you can go down to the head post. Actually, let's say that if everything is going well, if traffic is going well, you can do it 30 seconds, as long as there is no whiteout. Now, I crossed that bridge a couple of times and there was whiteout, and it took longer than 30 seconds. I remember the first time we went across that bridge, I was sitting on the passenger side, it was just me and Dad, and Dad said, "What do you see, son?" I said, "I didn't see the bottom. I couldn't see the bottom." But every October, they have a thing called Bridge Day. And they jump off the bridge with parachutes. They used to bungee jump off the bridge, but from my understanding, now they put a halt to it. But it's something to watch. But that bridge helped overcome going down to that valley, the bottom of the gorge, and then going back up. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ was our bridge? Why is that? Because number one is a supernatural faith God's gift to us. Faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not yourselves, it is the gift of God." Who gives us faith to believe? Aren't you glad he does? Look, you can put your faith in man, and it will fail. You can put your faith in material things, it's going to fail. You can put your faith in your riches, and it's going to fail. I don't know about you, but I've never seen a person that loves love and grass, have you? I've never seen one. And you'll never see one. We came into this world with nothing, but we'll go out and also, this is a sustaining faith. John 5:5. "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" This is a sustaining faith. Psalm 55:22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Amen. What a blessed promise right there in God's word for his people. Sustaining faith. He sustains us during peaceful times and painful times, through fun times and fiery times. There's a saying that goes, if you're hanging by a thread, be sure it's from the hem of this garment.
Amen.
Amen. All this sustaining faith is a strengthening faith. So consider Noah's faith, building the ark. What about Abraham's faith when he was going to offer up his son Isaac? What about the... when he was old and he was looking at son and his wife couldn't have a child with his wife Sarah. God promised him that he was from D.C., which he lived. And he waited, and waited, and waited, and waited, and waited. He was 100 years old. But you know what? I know there's probably times when you say, oh, I'm old. Sarah, she thought, you know, hey, my husband's old and I'm old and then I'm going to have a child in my old age. How's that going to work? But it did. Yeah. Strengthening everything. You know our faith needs strengthening every day? Big strength in it every day. Well, how is your strength? How is your faith strength? By the word of God. I pray from God. Look, I'm not saying when something bad happens that you're not going to have to emotion. You may have emotions of sadness, emotions of madness, emotions of tearing up. Fair enough, but listen to this. We have one father we can go to. Say, God, go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Only that, just say, for by grace are you saved through faith. That our Savior says. Man, I'm glad we can look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know why? Because he's alive. If it was based on what they promised you, I'd bust hell right on. I really would. The same peace of God. Same peace of God. And look, when he started the work in me, he's going to complete that work. God's not going to begin a work about halfway through and say, man, that day Thomas, boy, he's hard. I don't know if I can finish him or not. Thanks be to God that he will finish the work. Amen. Amen. Now, my wife, Terry, she might say, well, that boy, that husband of mine, he's a hard dude. I don't know if I can deal with him sometimes or not. Oh, look, Terry, she loves me, and I thank God for you. Look, we've seen the basis for overcoming. We've seen the book for overcoming. We've seen the grace for overcoming. Lastly, I want to see the bliss of those who have overcome. Number one is hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. This is a no-so, Lord Peter. This is a no-so, Lord. We know that we know that we know that our faith is in Jesus Christ. And we know that one day he's going to take us home. And I'm like Brother Jim Martin. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the undertaker. Amen. Let's put up. Psalmist says, my hope is in thee. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 19. Hebrews chapter 6. That by two mutable things, which is possible for God's life, we might have a strong consolation. We have fled the refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil, which are the forerunners for us entered, even Jesus, made the high priest forever after the word of God. What's your answer? All right. I hope it's in the shed blood of Jesus. sin. Nor do we have the hope. Also, we have happiness. Our joy shouldn't be dictated by circumstances. Our joy should be continuous regardless of circumstances. The joy of the Lord is our strength. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that you try under your faith to work in patience. Like I said earlier, going through a trial doesn't mean you're going to be like this the whole time. When I had that corona, I wasn't like this. How you doing? How you been, brother? I got a big smile on my face. I'm going through this corona. I'm feeling good. There's going to be times that, yes, you're going to feel that. There it is. But look, the joy of the Lord is in spite of all the pain. See, everything that we experience on this earth, everything that we see is only temporary. Only God, only what He has done for us, only our salvation. So when things are going wrong down here for you, it just seems like you cannot get ahead. Just remember, it's temporary. It's temporary. You see the hope. You see the happiness. Listen, Psalms 146, verse 5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, in his God. Wow. Happy is he. Happy. The only true way I know to be happy is Jesus Christ. What about heaven? And that song, oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. We'll finally be home. Listen, our home is down here. We're just strangers down here, Pastor. Billy Kelly used to sing, I will not be a stranger, because I'm acquainted with folks over there. Amen. Amen. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice. Because your name is written. Amen. Are you at home? You have the presence of God. The only way we can overcome ourselves, the only way we can overcome the Lord, by the time of the Holy Spirit of kindness. We ask daily, we ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. But we cannot conjure up overcoming within ourselves. Like I said, we have to rely on the Lord. So what do we have to overcome? Say, we have to overcome Satan. We have to overcome sin, because all the things that we do not, the Word of God, do not concentrate on the things of God. We have to be the things of God. What about self? Can't allow yourself. I can't allow myself. That's society. Lord, give me peace. More and more. Things that I would have dreamed of 20 years ago was happening. 20 years ago, I didn't think I'd see things going on by myself. I was just reading the day. There's a place up in Fuquay, Marina now that's under attack. Because two gay men wanted to get married here. And this place says, you can't do it. That's going on against what the Word of God says. That is going what Jesus wants to do. Jesus wants us to do marriage. What man? That's why God is getting married. They're under attack. preaching. But it's coming. While I'm not preaching this message tonight, because things will be coming down the pipe very soon. We will see things very soon. And as I said earlier, this message is important. You can't wait till that day comes to decide what you want to do. Joshua said that for me and my house, we will serve. You need to prepare your heart, soul, and mind that you want to serve the Lord. Listen. Even this book bless you. You know what we have to do? Take the cost. You'll fail every time. You do it by the help of the Lord. And you'll see the fruit. I'll close with this Ephesians 2. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that you should walk in me. As I said earlier, God doesn't start something that could happen to improve by the Lord. It's all to finish your life. Faith in today's time. Whether we will be overcomers, God's help, or we'll be doubters, God's help. I don't know about you, but I think that I'm good. I know how this is. He's already won. Saints knows he's already won. Satan's going to do everything he can to attack us. Let's say this. He will attack your weakness to get to your strength. You hear me?